Welcome to the Motion Church Weekly Podcast. On this podcast, we hope you'll find resources to help you grow deeper in your knowledge of the Bible, as well as practical tips to help you grow in your faith each day. Motion Church is a house church planted in Port Orange, Florida, that is seeking to help followers of Jesus know God deeper, love our neighbors like Jesus, and reach the nations with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thanks for joining.
What's up, everybody? It's Caleb and Shannon here with the Motion Church Weekly Podcast. We are starting something new.
Something new.
It's been a while since we recorded a podcast, and looking forward to this year, 2021, kind of rethinking, redoing the podcast here, taking a different direction, focusing more on some theological things, topics that we're going to talk about each week as we go through the podcast. And so really looking forward to our new direction for this. And so, Shannon, you want to share a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I think the idea behind this was, you know, originally we were recording, we were doing one of two things. We were recording our gatherings and the message that was there, or we were talking about it afterwards, which is all well and good. But the problem, I think, with that is, and I mention this a lot with everyone, is those messages are geared towards our community,
right?
Our gathering. And so I try and hit on those deeper theological topics, but then it gets applied to who we are. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't necessarily apply to the conversation body wide.
Right.
And that's like one of the things that I always say. It's great listening to other sermons from other pastors in their church videos. But the problem is ultimately they're preaching to their church, their community. And yeah. So that's where I thought, you know, we're kind of doing something really new that I know I haven't come across of. Even other house church things that I've read about have still been more organized. Mm-hmm. and we're really not doing that. We're not being an official organization of gathering of house churches. And so I think that's what motivated, let's do a shift and a change. And so there's still a twofold focus in that this is going to be a tool for our community, our gathering, to continue to learn and grow. But it's not going to be our Sunday gathering message,
right?
Or, you know, if our schedules shift again, because we work out in the secular world, you know, whatever day we gather, it's not going to be our gathering message. And so I wanted to have topics that is going to go along with what we preach and teach in our gatherings, but it's also going to help our people to learn and grow with their walk with the Lord. But then also for those outside of our local gathering, it gives another voice out there. Like I said, we're doing something I think in the Western church, especially in America, is totally alien. You know, we talked about it when we first started doing this project. Some of the big questions were, you know, hey, have you gotten a building yet? Yeah. Or, hey, what ministries are you doing? Hey, you know, like I get asked about, are you going to start up Freedom Found again?
Mm-hmm.
And that ministry that I had to addictions recovery. And those kind of, when's the official thing going to happen? And you don't see that in the early church. And so that's what we wanted this podcast to be, is that dialogue. Let's have a dialogue of people that are just covenanting together and committing our time and our resources and our relationships to being the body of Christ in our local community, and then spreading that on, you know, not creating little satellite churches, but hey, starting new house groups.
Right.
To reach the people and their connection. So that's kind of the twofold point with that. And I wanted to hit on, I always say there's two things. There's the being and then there's the doing part of walking with the Lord. And it's really the being part that should be driving the doing. And I think the pendulum kind of swings when you look at different churches.
Right.
But I know from our experience and what we've experienced church-wise, even from the other church that we served at, but even I did some church planning with my dad for a bit in a bigger denomination, and I kind of experienced there And there's a lot of emphasis on the practical and the doing the work of Christ. But I noticed that a lot of the people can't articulate what it means to be a follower of Jesus. They really can't. They can go to some key passages that you repeat in sermons over and over and over and over again, but they really can't take the Bible and break it down for you. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why we're stuck in this like social justice kind of view of, yeah. of ministry. And so we're really not building those deep relationships. And that's what I want. I want us to have that deep understanding of who we are in Christ, who Jesus is, and what the Bible is, and what God is doing, and what his plan mm-hmm. is. And I think as you do that, and you come to experience that, that's what then the Holy Spirit's using to motivate you to go out and do what it is we need to do. And so,
yeah, I think you talked about one time when we were asking everybody what the church is, and you see this kind of thing come out in those answers, you know, and you ask anybody really, what is the church? It's always, oh, this is a place I go to, or the church does this, church mm-hmm. does that, has these things that we do. And people can't articulate, you know, that the church, and they know this, but that this isn't the first thing that they go to. Like, you know, the church is the body of Christ. These yeah. are the family of believers yeah. that have been adopted into God's family. That's who the church is. And you ask them, you know, what is the church? That's not the first thing they go to.
No.
And so
no.
we're always rooting our identity in what we do rather than who we actually are in Christ.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's what I think we're seeing in Christianity right now, is that's producing a bunch of people who say they follow Jesus, but don't really know necessarily who he is. Mm-hmm. They don't know why they should be doing what their parents have told them to do since they were little, or why they should do what the church has told them to do. And we don't go into those things from the scriptures.
Yeah.
And so that just produces like a shallow faith, yeah. you know, that people who are their goal in life is to, you know, destroy Christian faith. Yeah. Those people are the easy ones that they can pick on because they don't have that understanding and that deep rooted relationship with Jesus. And yeah. so that's kind of our goal
yeah.
here with Motion Church. And, you know, from an outside perspective, it might just look like we're just a group of people just getting together just because we don't want to yeah. do certain things, but we're not just getting together because we want to get together. We're getting together because we want to encourage each other, exhort each other towards the way of Christ, and to encourage each other to draw closer in that relationship with Christ, have that accountability, and spur each other on.
Yeah, exactly. And I think there's another aspect of it too. I think even on the flip side, when we're talking about the church member in general, sometimes they can articulate
yeah.
what it means to be in the body of Christ, but then everything that they do reflects elsewhere. You know, like, I think the best example is you ask somebody, so what is the church? Oh, it's the body of Christ. And they have all the words. So you want to come to church with me, mm-hmm. right? You know, it's that we want to do everything that takes place in a physical building
right.
in a organized type way. And so our actions don't reflect that personal understanding of who we right. are, and we don't want to go down that route. We right. want to have that accountability with us to make sure that what we're actually doing really is based off of what we're being mm-hmm. and who right. we know. And it's interesting, little side note, and I'm sure we'll talk about it a little more in one of the podcasts I was listening to. They were sharing one of the unique things about the early church in the first century in the Roman Empire was one of the things that the Roman culture thought was strange about the church was that they loved studying mm-hmm. documents. Mm. They were book nerds. Mm. They were document nerds. And that was seen as like very very strange, because if you wanted to, the gods to do something, you would go to the temple and do whatever little ceremony the priest of that pagan god would do. You didn't try and get to know the deity personally or anything like that. And then here's these people who are coming together with this devotion to the word of God, and I mean, guarding it and protecting it and willing to die for it.
Right.
And I don't see that a lot, generally speaking, in the church today. They either don't really get excited about the scripture, or they defend the physical composition of the book. You know, somebody drops the Bible on the floor and they freak out, but they can't navigate the words within it. So that's almost like idolatry in a way.
Sure.
So, so I thought that was kind of a cool demonstration of where their love for the Lord is, because those documents are what showed them the very character and nature of Christ. And that's what we're wanting to do. We're wanting to tap into the essence of what that first, second century church was when Christianity was new. So that's kind of our direction.
Very cool. We're going to be looking at a lot of different topics this year. So we'll be covering, we're going to talk exactly about that. What is the biblical church? What does it look like? Who is a part of it? Those kind of things. We're going to look at some doctrines. Like we said, we want to be able to equip our people and other people who are wanting to listen and take part of these maybe deeper theological things that might not have been talked about too much in their local context. So some key doctrines there. We'll talk about church history.
I'm excited about
that. Church history, man. And some other things. So we're looking forward to this year. And so if you have anything you'd like us to discuss, you can always send us an email. Head to our website, motionchurch.life, and send us a message there, and we will love to get to those kind of topics. All right. Closing out this episode, we'll see you guys next week.
See ya.